o heat. Si has pensado hot o aún no tienes la respuesta, necesitas mejorar tu inglés. Pero tranquilo, este verano, when the heat comes, tienes una gran oportunidad para conseguirlo. Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts, un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Vaughan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.
To the Daily Vaughan. Hello and welcome back to the Daily Vaughan. How are you doing today? I am great. I am ready to talk about news, views and current affairs for the next half an hour, using them as a base to teach you English, to help you improve your English, and hopefully to make you enjoy yourselves, to have a good time. But, you know, who knows? That part I cannot guarantee, ladies and gentlemen. That's up to you. If you're not having fun, that's your responsibility. Okay, what is going on today? Well, remember, as always, download the Vaughan application. I can't do a live question today, unfortunately. However, I can have a quick look at the tweets from yesterday that I didn't have a chance to mention. Juan Ramon said, "The full effects of this shift cannot yet be determined." Wow, very formal, very nice, Juan. Excellent, beautiful English. A shift. So a shift is morning shift, afternoon shift. It's a type of work. Cuando trabajas por turnos, ¿no? De turnos. My shift starts at 3. My shift was last night. Shift. Beatriz, "I quit my former job as we had to work in shifts." Very good, Beatrix. Beatriz. Beatrix in English. Esteban has put DNA. Yes, yesterday we were looking at ADN. In English is DNA. DNA. Well, if you're thinking, I want to send Nick tweets and I want him to correct me live on air, then you can do that. All you need to do is to check out the following Twitter address. Guys, hit it.
Tuiteanos, arroba I'm Nick Kit, o lo que es lo mismo, IM Nick Kate.
Right, well, very good. That's my Twitter address. Keet is K-E-Y-T-E, remember. And let's check it out. Let's see what the headlines are for today. Okay, first story of the day, ladies and gentlemen. The Venezuela crisis deepens. Se profundiza. Yeah, to deepen, D-E-E-P-E-N. So right off the bat, right at the beginning, send me a tweet with to deepen, with the verb to deepen, D-E-E-P-E-N, profundizar. So the Venezuelan crisis is deepening. A helicopter has launched an attack on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court of the country has been attacked. This is the situation is really critical over there right now. Venezuela's Supreme Court has been attacked by grenades dropped from a helicopter. In what President Nicolas Maduro is calling a terrorist attack. Now, the footage on social media, the videos on social media, shows a police helicopter, circling around above the city before firing shots and a loud bang. So this is incredible. The police officer involved apparently stole the aircraft and has issued a statement saying that the government is criminal and denouncing them. So yeah, he's denounced the criminal government and attacked them. His location, his whereabouts are currently unknown. It is not known where he is. Now, Nicolas Maduro has said that if attacks like this continue, then they will have to turn to violence, that they will no longer be able to follow diplomatic routes or political routes. They will have to turn to violence. So this is, a lot of people are worried in Venezuela and around the world about Venezuela slipping into a civil war. It is starting to look like the country is heading towards war, because the government follows the Chavista tradition. They call it a revolution. And politicians, Nicolas Maduro at least has said, at least, por lo menos, at least. By the way, send me a tweet with at least if you have not sent one with to deepen. At least, por lo menos. So Nicolas Maduro at least has said, this revolution will continue. And if political means don't work, then we will have to take violent means. So this is extremely, extremely concerning. The military is on high alert over there. And this is a policeman, but he had a small team. It's not all of the police. This is not the Venezuelan police. This is a certain part of the police team. But this is an attack on the Supreme Court. That's not something that you can ignore. All right, moving on. Trump's company is getting millions so that a Toronto hotel can erase the brand. What's happening here? Donald Trump business will be paid millions of dollars to release the owner of a Toronto hotel complex from using his name. So basically they had to use his name, but they don't want to use his name because his brand is increasingly unpopular, especially in Canada. The popularity of the United States is sinking and has been sinking since Donald Trump stepped into office. So this is JCF Capital. This is a U.S. firm that owns the Trump International Hotel and Tower. They've reached a deal to exit the contracts with the Trump Unit Organization's hotel. And this is a big deal indeed. The breakup fee has not been disclosed, but the amount was at least $6 million, according to insiders. So yes, this is a hotel that just wants to get away. They want to step away from the Trump image, the Trump brand, because it's damaging business. Very interesting indeed. All right, moving on. Stalin is still more popular than Putin, according to Russian reports. Joseph Stalin, who was a dictator, has been voted the most outstanding figure in Russia's history, beating Alexander Pushkin, the most loved poet in Russia, and Vladimir Putin. So this is a poll that was conducted by Russia's independent Levada Center. And this is showing the changing view amongst a lot of Russians regarding Stalin. He was not a bland, boring figure. He did a lot. A very polarizing figure, it seems. He was involved in mass deportations. He had concentration camps, And he's believed to be responsible for the deaths of about 20 million Soviet citizens. But despite all this, he's extremely popular in Russia, apparently. Why? Well, for many Russians, they believe it's that he was crucial in winning World War II. And especially, you know, getting rid of the Nazis, stopping the Nazis advancing into Russia. So, controversial here, but Stalin, still a largely popular figure in Russian society. Let's see if I've got the figures here. 38% voted for Stalin. Putin was just behind him with 34%. That's it. So 38 for Stalin. So he was close, but he's still not quite as popular as Stalin right now. Interesting indeed. All right, moving on. Google. Google has been hit with a record European Union fine. So they've received a huge fine, 2.42 billion euros. Why? Well, this is because of their shopping service. You have a Google shopping service, and the European Commission is saying that it has abused its power, promoting its own shopping comparison services at the top of search results. excuse me one second. Nice bit of water there. So, yes. Now, this is an antitrust issue, basically. Antitrust laws are there to help promote fair trade, fair competition. If you are accused of antitrust, that means you are not promoting competition. You are going against the idea of competition. You are trying to get a monopoly. You're trying to achieve a monopoly. So they have been accused of distorting the market and using anti-competitive practices. They have been given 3 months to make changes, or they will receive this huge fine, which would be 5% of the average daily worldwide earnings. So Google they are contesting this. They said they are probably going to appeal. Now, if you appeal, in legal terms, APPEAL, is when you're accused of something and found guilty and you want to continue battling. You maintain that you are innocent and you want to battle more. You want to appeal the decision. Google has said that they have done nothing wrong, that they want to improve their services. People that support Google say that the European Union is trying to be competitive itself by regulating, and that they are also anti-technology and anti-US, anti-America. But people that support the decision say that that Google has been abusing its power for a long time and that this is totally necessary. So the next 3 months, we're going to see what Google decides to do and whether they have to pay this huge fine. Okay. And finally, let's look at one more headline for the day. An ISIS terrorist has committed suicide. He has blown himself up. Se ha explotado. He has set off a suicide bomb in an ISIS meeting, killing himself and leaders, killing ISIS leaders. So this was in an Iraqi town called Al-Qaim, 350 kilometers west of Ramadi, near the Syrian border. So we don't have too many details yet. All we know is that several leaders have been killed and others have been injured. Some people trying to say it was a result of increasing ISIS defeats, but that has not been confirmed. That is just conjecture at the moment. But certainly many ISIS leaders have been killed and others have been injured. Right. Well, that is all for the headlines for the moment, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move on and let's look at something else.
Queridos oyentes de Vaughan Radio, conectamos en directo desde el Departamento de Extranjero de Vaughan Systems. Estamos aquí con José Andújar, que nos va a hablar un poquito de los programas que tienen para niños en el extranjero. José, ¿qué tal?
Hola, Mamen. Pues estamos a tope con los programas de inversiones en el extranjero de este verano. La verdad es que están siendo un éxito este año. Te cuento un poco. Tenemos un montón de opciones para niños y jóvenes en el extranjero. Por ejemplo, uno de los programas que más éxito tienen son los campamentos de Canadá. Allí los chicos pasan una semana con campers canadienses haciendo actividades y multiaventuras en plena naturaleza. Y siempre acompañados de monitores con experiencia, claro. Así que vuelven encantadísimos, la verdad.
Pues suena muy bien.
Pues sí. Además, como casi no hay niños españoles, tienen que hablar inglés sí o sí. Está genial. También tenemos inmersiones con familia en Estados Unidos. En estos programas, los chavales conviven con una familia americana y participan de su día a día como uno más. Todo eso que vemos en las películas, vamos. Los chicos lo viven en persona y les encanta.
¡Qué chulo! Tiene que ser toda una experiencia, desde luego. Y seguro que vuelven con un nivel de inglés buenísimo y muchas cosas que contar.
Desde luego, Mamen.
Oye, ¿y en el Reino Unido tenéis algo?
Claro. Tenemos campamentos internacionales con chavales de todo el mundo en varias ciudades de Inglaterra. Y también inmersiones con familia. De hecho, tenemos un programa que está genial, en el que el alumno vive directamente en casa de su profesor. Más intensivo imposible.
Vaya, José, pues es verdad que tenéis de todo. Nos estamos quedando sin tiempo, así que muchas gracias a ti por atendernos.
Muchas gracias, Mamen.
Pues ya lo sabes, si quieres mandar a tus hijos a estudiar fuera este verano, con total tranquilidad y con las garantías de calidad de Vaughan Systems, entra en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5832. José y su equipo te informarán de qué campamento se adapta mejor a vuestras necesidades. 91-133-5832 o grupovaughan.com.
Technology.
Okay, technology news. Technology. What is going on in the world of tech? The tech world. Yes, tech news. Are you a tech head? If someone is a tech head, it means they love technology. They love the technology. So, technology news. A massive ransomware attack is causing chaos in airports, banks, and more places worldwide. Yes, so ransomware. Now, ransom is when you take someone hostage, yeah? Mren is a hostage, yeah? H-O-S-T-A-G-E, by the way. So ransom is the money that you ask for. So you kidnap someone, you take someone hostage. To kidnap is sequestrar, yeah? And ransom, R-A-N-S-O-M, is the money that you ask for to return the person. Rescate, el secuestro, ¿no? We want $5 million. That is the ransom. And if someone is being held hostage, they might also be held to ransom. They're being held to ransom. So yes, ransomware. You've got software, okay, on computers, software. And you've got ransomware as well, which is this. It's where hackers use viruses that shut down, take control of technology, and they say, we will not return service until you pay, you know, the amount of money. So, yes, this is a huge ransomware attack. So what is going on? Well, this is all over Europe. It remains unclear who is behind the attack, but a security firm based in Moscow told Reuters that it appears to be a coordinated effort simultaneously targeting victims in Russia and Ukraine. So this is Ukraine, Russia, and Europe. It is widespread. It's also in Denmark, Spain, and the US. Several companies have reported experiencing issues, including a huge Copenhagen-based shipping giant. This thing is just growing, guys. I don't know what is going to happen next. Okay, moving on. More technology news. Facebook wants to be your next destination for streaming TV shows, according to this headline. Facebook has admitted that it is a media company, reluctantly it admitted this last December. It's starting to get into the business of producing content, including original TV quality shows and unscripted video shorts. So Facebook is going to be branching out. Now, if you branch out, that's when you go into a new area. We're branching out like this. So, you know, Facebook, traditionally a social media platform for communication, it's now branching out. It is expanding. It is diversifying, becoming more diverse. Yeah. So it's branching out. So imagine if an artist paints. Imagine an artist that paints, but then they start recording music and writing poetry. They are branching out. So Facebook is branching out. Send me a tweet with branch out if you haven't sent me any tweets already. Or if you have already sent me a tweet, send me another one, guys. Send me to branch out. Okay. I'll have to read out the tweets tomorrow. I haven't got access to my tweets today, unfortunately. Not any new ones, that is. So yes, they're going to be, it looks like they're trying to compete with services like Netflix and so on. Also, they're going to be working with BuzzFeed to produce short content. So this is going to be the new BuzzFeed obviously does articles with lots of photos, but there may be a new service of videos, a sort of BuzzFeed video service on Facebook. So extremely interesting move there. Could it become a rival to YouTube? It's going to be difficult to do that. And finally, Amazon. Amazon is building a translation service for your sites and your applications, your apps. By the way, guys, don't say APP. Spanish speakers often say my APP, aplicación, app. In English, no, we don't say that. We say app. Application, app. Ya está. That's it. So yes, Amazon is going to expand its web services. It's going to be offering developers new tools to translate their sites and their apps into multiple languages. So they are directly competing with Microsoft and Google and their translation services. So we don't have too many details yet, other than that it's in collaboration with a software firm called Safaba, which Amazon bought in 2015. So this could be a very successful venture, V-E-N-T-U-R-E, a venture. It's like an attempt at something, you know, like a business attempt. Or it might not work at all, but, I mean, competition is always a good thing. Hopefully it will improve the services on Microsoft and Google. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is all for the technology news. Let's move on now. Let's check out some science news.
Science.
Okay, wild horses. Wild horses are returning to the steppes all over the world. A quarter of a century old project. So this is a project that has been running for 25 years, a quarter of a century. This is a project to repopulate the steppes of Mongolia. In the past, there were loads of wild horses, but they were basically driven to extinction. However, four animals have made the long trip back to their ancestral home from Prague Zoo. These are wild horses that were in the zoo in Prague, and they have been returned to their to where their ancestors were from. So, in the 1960s, these animals were driven to extinction. But they've been in captivity, and they are being returned to Mongolia. This is seeming to work as well. Seemingly it is working. For the past decade, Prague Zoo has been the only one continuing this tradition and holding the studs and trying to keep the species alive. And now they are being, the conservation efforts seem to be working, and they might be increasing in numbers more than we expected. 27 horses in total have been released, And now 190 are back in the wild in Gobi Bee Park. So could wild horses be returning to the steppes of Mongolia? It seems likely. It seems very likely. Now, another exciting story here. Scientists have made an accidental breakthrough. So a breakthrough is an advance. Yeah, when you're having a problem, you can't advance, and then you finally advance. You break through that barrier. And this advance, this breakthrough could help us develop drought-proof crops. This means crops that are not affected by droughts. So remember, a drought, D-R-O-U-G-H-T, is sequía. Okay? So sequía, droughts, obviously, can destroy plants. They can destroy crops. A crop is un cultivo, wheat, vegetables, whatever. So this is a group of Australian National University scientists that might have the answer to food security during droughts. They have found chloroplasts that work together with plant hormones during drought stress. They said chloroplasts are actually capable of sensing drought stress and telling the leaves to shut down and prevent water from being lost. So this is extremely interesting. The chloroplasts are actually helping the plants prevent them from losing too much water. So basically, it looks like the plants might be able to shut down and retain water for long periods of time. So this is incredible. This could be extremely useful in the future with climate change and in countries where there is little water. This could help us increase the amount of crops that we can produce. Excellent news. And an interesting story here in China. A province has run for 7 days purely on renewable energy. This is the Qinghai province. It just ran for 7 days straight entirely on renewable energy, which is incredible. That's a whole province. So from June the 17th to June the 23rd, it only used wind, solar, and hydro power stations. This was 1.1 billion kilowatt hours. That's the equivalent to 535,000 tons of coal. So hydropower supplied 72.3% of the electricity. Solar and other sources of renewable energy providing the rest. Now, 5.8 million people live in this province. So that is, that is no mean feat. That is no mean feat means it's not something simple and easy. That is impressive. So it was no mean feat. That's M-E-A-N, mean feat, F-E-A-T. No mean feat, no mean feat. So this is really incredible. This shows the increasing relevance of renewable energy and the increasing likelihood that we can rely on it in the future and stop relying on fossil fuels. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we've got time for. I'm starting to run out of time. So let me just say happy Hug Holiday Day, a holiday for hugs. Also, happy Almond Butter Crunch Day, a type of dessert. Also, happy Handshake Day and happy Camera Day. Plus, happy Waffle Iron Day, the machines that you use for making waffles and goffers. Well, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show, guys. I've certainly enjoyed doing it. I'll be back tomorrow at 1:30 for more Daily Vaughan. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, have a great day and keep studying.